dispersion curves that look like this. So now on that last slide, that the hard to read stuff at the bottom had kx, ky, and kz in it. And you choose a kx, a ky, a kz, you get then three solutions for omega. And in this part, you see three separate solutions for omega. And then in certain directions, two of the solutions are degenerate. So going from gamma to x, along this line, you're choosing k values that start at 0, 0, 0. Ky and kz always say 0 along this line. Kx increases from 0 until the Brillouin zone boundary. And two of the solutions are degenerate here to here. And these two solutions are transverse phonons, which means the wave is going in the x direction and the motion of the atoms is in the y or the z direction. And this other solution up here is a longitudinal phonon, meaning the wave is going in the x direction and the atoms are moving also, the atomic motion is also in the x direction. So that's like sound waves. When I talk to you, there are compression waves and the motion of the atoms is in the same direction as the wave is moving. And in a solid, there are, in air, there's only the compression waves. There's only the longitudinal waves. But in a solid, there are three types of waves and they don't all travel at the same frequency. So there's the longitudinal waves where the waves are traveling in a certain direction and the motion of the oscillations of the atoms is in the same direction. There are transverse waves where the wave is propagating this way and the atoms are moving perpendicular to the direction the wave is moving. And for FCC, if you're moving, if a wave is going the x direction and you consider the two polarizations where the atoms are moving in the y direction or in the z direction, they must have the same frequency by symmetry, because FCC is a cubic crystal, and if you turn it 90 degrees, you must have the same frequency. However, if you move off at a funny angle, where when you rotate the crystal, it's not symmetric. So going from X to W is not a direction where when you rotate the crystal, you get the same thing back. Then you see really the three frequencies. And you can plot this out in different directions. Okay, so this is some student project. Somebody calculated for me the phonon dispersion curves for masses arranged on an FCC crystal with linear spring constants connecting